Hare Krishna. So Krishna spoke about if someone just renounces the work and he's trying to be passive, not do anything. Krishna says it's not possible. Soul is active. And the soul, spirit soul, has acquired for many, many lifetimes a nature because of the three modes of material nature. And he will be forced to do some activity. But Arjuna has a question. You are saying this, but I see so many people. I see so many sannyasis who are closing their eyes and nicely meditating, and they've got so many followers. What about them, O Krishna? And here Krishna is going to answer about those fake sannyasis, those fake sadhus. What about them? Are they really sadhus? Are they really sannyasis? Let's hear from Krishna, shloka number 6. Karmendriyani samyamya. आसते मनसा स्मरन् इंद्रियार्थान् विमोढात्मा मिथ्याचारः स उच्यते. सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग दैट कर्मेन्द्रियाणि संयम्य. व्हाट इज ही सेइंग? दैट वन हू रेस्ट्रेन्स हिज वर्किंग सेंसेस. आई विल एक्सप्लेन व्हाट इज वर्किंग सेंसेस एंड देन इट सेज य आसते मनसा स्मरन्. Externally, he is controlling his working senses, trying to restrain his senses. But ya asate manasasparan, but his mind, it dwells in something. What it dwells in? Indriyartha. It dwells in sense objects. And vimudhatma, such a person is deluding himself. And such a person, saha uchyate, that person will be called as mithyacharaha, pretender. So mithya means false and achara means activities. So he's a pretender. Well, that's what Krishna is saying here. So what is this karmendriyani? Karma indriya. So in our body, we have got jnana indriya and we have karma indriya. Jnana indriya means the five knowledge acquiring senses, which we have learned in our childhood, from in our school days. Eyes, nose, ears, tongue and touch, skin. So these are the five knowledge acquiring senses. Through these senses we acquire knowledge. And there are other five senses through which we work. And what are those? Hands, feet, speech, that is voice, anus and rectum. So these are the five. These are the five genitals and anus basically. So these are the five senses, working senses they are called as. Five working senses. That's what Krishna is talking about. Karma indriya. Now, Krishna is saying, karma indriyani sanyamya, a person who is controlling, who is trying to control his external, who is trying to control the working senses. But then if his mind is engaged in meditating on the sense object, such a person is called pretender. Let's see one by one and discuss about this very, very wonderful and amazing purport, which actually helps us to explore this world of pretenders. Here Krishna says, there are many pretenders who refuse to work in Krishna consciousness but make a show of meditation while actually dwelling within the mind upon sense object, sense enjoyment. So externally the person might be, no, I don't want to do any seva of Krishna. I don't want to chant, I don't want to do anything, I don't want to read here, whatever. But I just want to sit and meditate. But then eyes is closed. Indriyani, karma indriya are all band or closed. Hands are not moving, feet is not moving, mouth is shut, eyes are closed, and the person is sitting. But internally, he's meditating on the sense enjoyment. How can I get better sense of enjoyment? And that's what Prabhupada is saying here. And then, such pretenders may also speak on dry philosophy in order to bluff sophisticated followers. But according to this verse, these are the greatest tutors. Now see, when someone is sitting like that, nicely wearing saffron robes and nicely sitting in meditation, many, many Kali Yuga people will come and pay dandavat. Swamiji, Ashirvad dijiye. Ashirvad dijiye. They'll be like, they'll come to take Ashirvad. And then the person will open the eyes and see, chalo, bahut sare log hai. Now it's the time to speak. And then the person will start speaking some dry philosophy. He himself is not fixed up. What he'll speak and enlighten others. He'll start speaking. But he's a greatest cheater. You know why he's the greatest cheater? Prabhupada says that he's the greatest cheater because being a yogi, He's actually searching for the objects of sense gratification. That is the reason, you see, there are so many dongi sadhus. They are put behind bars for various criminal activities, be it some murder or be it some rape case or be it, what to say, sexual assaultment. This is like horrible. Can you imagine? A person who is calling himself as a yogi, a person who is calling himself as a sadhu, he's trying to have sensual pleasures with his own followers. Mithyachara. This is what Krishna is saying. Externally, a show of meditation. Internally, aha, enjoying completely. Next thing that is told here. Sense enjoyment, one can act in any capacity of the social order, but if one follows the rules and regulations of his particular status, he can make gradual progress in purifying his existence. See, when senses are given, we have to gratify the senses, isn't it? So if senses are there, it means we have to give sense objects to the senses. Then why senses are given then? But then in a restricted way, not just like that. If someone is doing sense enjoyment, there is no problem. If that is in accordance with the Shastra, like the many people are working and they have families and things like that, so sense enjoyment is needed. But if that sense enjoyment is according to the Shastra, what happens? The person, when he's following the Shastra to do sense gratification, he actually progresses step by step by step, and he actually reaches the ultimate perfection. Look at the glory of our Shastra. Look at the glory of our Vedic scriptures. Everything is given how to progress. So step by step, a person will progress very nicely and attain ultimate perfection. Then why to act? Why to act and show externally that, I'm a great sadhu, I'm not doing any sense enjoyment? Better do restricted sense enjoyment according to the Shastra and attain perfection instead of showing that I'm not doing any sense gratification, but internally completely meditating on how to do better sense enjoyment. And the last point, his knowledge has no value. Such a person, such a pretender, his knowledge has no value because the effects of such a sinful man's knowledge are taken away by the illusory energy of the Lord. Such a pretender's mind is always impure, and therefore a show of yogic meditation has no value whatsoever. So he himself is sinful. Whatever knowledge he has, that is just just a product of he being completely illusioned and nothing else. And he speaks the same knowledge that he has because of being under illusion. And he puts other people also in illusion. So now we have a cheater, and there are many people who are cheated. So Prabhupada, he says in his lectures that till the point people are ready to get cheated, there will be cheaters. That is the reason it's very important to read Bhagavad Gita and understand Bhagavad Gita. When someone reads Bhagavad Gita scrutinizingly and understands what Krishna is saying, they will never get cheated. Because Krishna is very clear. See, in this verse, he is very clear about the pretenders. So when we understand that who is a pretender, who is a dongi sadhu, who is actually a true sadhu, then automatically we can take shelter of a true sadhu, a pure devotee. And who is a pure sadhu? Who is a pure devotee? Who is always engaged in service of Krishna. Avyartha Kalatvam. 24 by 7, he's engaged in service of Krishna. He's least bothered about followers. He's least bothered about sense gratification. His only goal is, I want to give pleasure to Krishna. And that's what he thinks, that's what he speaks, and that's what he does through his actions. So in this way, we can easily make out a pretender and a true and a very bona fide, genuine sadhu. So now Krishna is going to speak about attached sannyasi and a detached householder. A very nice topic that Krishna is going to take us through. All the householders will relish this topic. And all those fake sannyasis will have a tight slap on the face, which Krishna is going to give. So let's see this in the next video. Hare Krishna.